FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
That's a state of mind that, oh my gosh, it's so red. We can't win. Not true. We can win. We can win. We can win.
Sounds like Claire McCaskill is trying to convince herself there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that that was from her rally this weekend when she had Cory Booker come to town. Mr. Anti-Gun Cory Booker, so take that for what it's worth. He was here helping her campaign. We're joined right now by Missouri Attorney General and Senate candidate Josh Hawley. Josh, good morning.
Mark, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What did you think of that rally? I'm sure you were glued to it this weekend, right?
Senator McCaskill just can't help herself. I mean, it's one East Coast liberal after another. Cory Booker, Al Franken, of course, who was in the campaign for her earlier, and then a few weeks ago, she was out in Beverly Hills with Barack Obama. I mean, it tells you are known by the company you keep, and Claire McCaskill is telling us she's a partisan liberal Democrat, and that's why she's got to go.
Well, and, you know, this is worth pointing out. Cory Booker comes to town in the wake of this latest shooting in Texas, which is tragic. But what we know about Cory Booker is he's not just one of these people that would like to restrict gun rights a little bit. He's quoted in 2013 as specifically saying if he had the power, he would ban guns in general.
Yeah, ban all guns, yeah. From law-abiding, yeah. Citizens, take them away from law-abiding citizens so that nobody would have the right of self-defense. You know, the Constitution is pretty clear on this, Mark, as you well know. You talk about it a lot, our Second Amendment, and the Supreme Court has said that the Second Amendment is a fundamental right. That's their language, fundamental right. To keep and bear arms for self-defense. It's not just for recreation, not just for hunting, though those things are great, and I love to do those things. It's more than that. It's for self-defense. It's a fundamental right. So, you know, you listen to these Democrats, you listen to these liberals like Cory Booker and then Claire McCaskill, who, you know, want to take away our Second Amendment rights. And here's what's scary to me, Mark, is that there are 140 openings on our federal courts that this president and this Senate are going to fill. And the idea of Claire McCaskill casting deciding votes with Chuck Schumer to stack our courts with liberals who will take away our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights, it's truly chilling, and that is another reason why she has got to go.
You know, I thought, Mr. Attorney General, that Rand Paul got it right this weekend. He called for exactly what I said, that we've got to immediately address the hardening of our schools with whatever it takes, metal detectors, whatever it takes, that's got to be the reaction to what we're seeing here. Where do you stand on that?
Well, he's right about that. I mean, look, we know how to secure, we've been working hard to secure things like NFL games, for instance, you know, concerts and so forth. We need to do the same for our schools. Our school children deserve no less. I've got two little boys, as you know, Mark, ages 5 and 3, and this is not something that's theoretical to me. My wife and I think about this every day when we take them to preschool. So our schools need to be safe. Part of the way we make them safe is not just giving them the security measures that they need at every school, but also making sure that the mentally ill and the mentally unstable do not get their hands on firearms. This is a common sense solution that Claire McCaskill and her Democrat allies in Congress have blocked. They could have taken action on this years ago. They could have fixed the instant background check system. They didn't do it. And now they throw their hands up in the air. It's totally irresponsible, and they have a lot to answer for.
Josh, where would you have been on the Gina Haspel nomination? I understand Claire McCaskill voted against it and claimed she couldn't explain to us why, but it was because of some top-secret briefing she got that I assume everybody else got as well.
Yeah, that's just nonsense. We all know why she voted against Gina Haspel. She's a partisan liberal Democrat, and that's what her liberal donors demanded. You know, Senator McCaskill is raking in record sums from lawyers and lobbyists in Washington, D.C. She is the number one recipient of money from lawyers and lobbyists in the entire United States Congress. That is a record you have to work for, and she has worked for it. And her liberal activist donors are demanding that she vote a liberal partisan line, which is exactly what she's doing. I would have been a yes on Gina Haspel. She is eminently qualified. She's a career civil servant who has an outstanding record. And I just don't understand Senator McCaskill's position. I mean, she votes against the first female director of the CIA because she's too tough on terrorists, because Gina Haspel has been too effective and it's too tough. I mean, it's just nonsense. She should be ashamed of her vote. And by the way, Mark, she said, Senator McCaskill did, that, well, she only votes with her party less than half the time. This was her defense. What a fib. She knows that's not the case. She votes with Chuck Schumer almost 90% of the time. The facts tell it. Over 2,700 times she has voted with Chuck Schumer. She's a party-line Democrat, and once again, that's why she needs to go.
Yeah, she's good at running to the center, that's for sure. Josh, let me ask you for a moment about that Politico article that came out last week. And they even quoted something from my radio program in it, where basically they're referring to you as a golden boy, and they're claiming that a lot of Republicans are questioning whether or not you're squandering your shot at this Senate seat. What's your reaction to some of the claims in this article?
Oh, you know, the typical liberal media, and particularly typical D.C. fake news media, I was elected to be the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, to be this state's top lawyer, and I'm doing that job. Claire McCaskill was elected to be our senator and to represent us in the United States Senate, and she's not doing her job. Witness her vote on Gina Haspel. Witness her vote on Neil Gorsuch, where she voted no on a conservative constitutionalist. Witness her vote refusing to secure our borders to make sure that we don't have illegal immigrants pouring across, driving down wages for our jobs. Senator McCaskill is not working for the people of Missouri. She's not doing her job, and that's why she needs to be replaced.
Is it hard to do both those jobs at the same time? I mean, clearly running for Senate's a full-time job these days, and running the Attorney General's office is a full-time job. Are you feeling torn between those two at all?
You know, I think there is no better way to get to know a person to see what he stands for, she stands for, than their record. And so I'm proud of my record as Attorney General, and I'm proud of the work that we're doing in the Attorney General's office for the people of Missouri. You know, we've stood up to big government, taking on the government in multiple lawsuits to roll back regulations on our farmers, to roll back regulations on family business. We've stood up to big pharma. I've taken on the major pharmaceutical companies for their role in the opioid crisis, standing up to big tech, to Google and to Facebook, for what they are doing in our market, what they're doing with consumer data and distorting information. So if you want to look and see what I believe in and what kind of a senator I'd be, look what I've done standing up to the big and powerful for the people of Missouri. And contrast that with Claire McCaskill, who just goes to Washington, votes the liberal party line, and then tries to dissemble about it when she's at home. That, once again, that's why she's got to go.
So Claire obviously is running as somebody who doesn't have to worry about the primary. You still face a primary vote. I've had a couple of your opponents on here, Austin Peterson, Tony Minetti. They're both still calling for a debate, and they're claiming that you're trying to avoid them.
Well, I said, you know, number one, I'm proud to have the president's endorsement, President Trump, who endorsed me for the United States Senate last year. In fact, he's the one who convinced me to run and asked me if I would run. And I said that I would. It's such an urgent time for our country. And the president knows that. And he's doing a fantastic job, and he needs reinforcements. And I promise that I'll do everything in my power to beat Claire McCaskill and to go and help him achieve his agenda, our agenda, in Washington, D.C. And I've said, by the way, to Claire McCaskill, I'll debate her anytime, anywhere. She's my opponent in this race. And she so far is ducking debates, Mark. We've had a couple invitations. I said yes. She said no. So I look forward to debating Senator McCaskill if she can make time to get back to Missouri in between flying to Hollywood and wherever else.
Yes, sir. I'll take that as a no on the primary debate.
My focus is 100% on Senator McCaskill. You know, she is my opponent. I'm not running against other Republicans. I have nothing against anybody else. My focus is on Senator McCaskill. She's the problem. Her record is what's at issue in this campaign, and I'm going to make sure that her record, she gets held to account for it come November.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you very quickly about this situation with Governor Greitens. You had, yep. As we discussed the last time I had you on, you had called for his resignation. You had referred as Attorney General some criminal charges to Cole County and to St. Louis City. Both of those criminal cases have now kind of gone away. Has your position changed on Governor Greitens?
No, and actually there's the criminal evidence that we referred regarding the governor's use of a charitable fundraising list. Those criminal charges have been filed, and those are pending, and I expect that trial will be sometime in the coming months. We're not prosecuting it, but the prosecutor with the jurisdiction is going forward with that. And look, this is just a terrible situation, as you and I talked about before, Mark, for our state. It's sad for our state, and it's especially tough and sad for all of the families who are involved in this. And I feel terrible for them. But I've got a job to do as Attorney General And I'm going to keep doing that job. I took an oath to enforce the laws of the state and uphold the Constitution of our state and the Constitution of the United States. And I'm going to keep on doing my job.
And you still stand by your call for the governor to resign?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Good. And so I guess we'll see where that goes next. Do you worry that this situation with the governor will hang around the neck of whoever is the Republican nominee for Senate?
I don't. I mean, you know, look, I don't. As a prosecutor, you've got to make your decisions apart from politics. I mean, you take an oath to uphold the law. You take an oath to enforce the law. And that's what you've got to do. And you can't worry about what people think or how this might play out in this scenario or that scenario. So I'm going to keep on doing my job, whether that is standing up to big tech or whether that's standing up to big pharma or whomever it may be. We're not going to back down. I never have. The people of Missouri deserve nothing less, and we're going to get on doing the people's business.
Josh, always a pleasure to have you on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Take care of yourself. At Hawley, Missouri on Twitter, joshhawley.com is the website, and there you have it.